The other state that rivals us for inequality, New York, obviously has Wall Street. So it is substantially a story of finance that explains why Connecticut has seen such inequality. The other side of the story in Connecticut is true of a lot of states, is the decline of traditional manufacturing, the movement of production towards the South or overseas. And that has been what's really hollowed out Connecticut's middle class. Yes, finance is here, and that's good for the state budget. And it means that there are very wealthy pockets of the state, but it's not employing a lot of people. And so the challenge is really trying to figure out how to transform the Connecticut economy so that it has a stronger middle.
And we do see, in addition to the great wealth, remarkable poverty in the state as well.
We absolutely do. And the poverty in the state is all the more remarkable given how wealthy we are overall. And it's just a reminder that the average hides the huge disparities. The average income of our state is very high. The average income of many of our counties is very high. But within that state and within those counties, you can see pockets of poverty that are as harsh and extreme as anywhere in the United States.
The governor in Connecticut has taken steps to increase the availability of pre-kindergarten. Is that going to make any difference?
Well, we have lots of research to suggest that investment in pre-K is one of the best investments we can make, that kids who receive good pre-K education are much more likely to have better incomes, to go to college, and so on. And the most valuable pre-K education is pre-K education that involves integration of students across socioeconomic lines. So I think it will have an effect. It will have the most effect if we can come up with a solution in the state that will allow kids from disadvantaged backgrounds to get the same kind of high-quality care and perhaps even care in the same settings that higher-income residents receive.
Do you think that here in Connecticut we're seeing the same impact on politics and policy on a state level that we see federally with the great wealth?
We don't see the same level of polarization, and that's true in a lot of states because most states today are not particularly competitive politically. They're either blue or they're red. And so within Connecticut, the fight is taking place much more within the Democratic Party than it is at the national level, where it's a fierce fight between two parties that deeply differ over how to deal with inequality or even whether inequality is a problem at all. And part of the reason why it's a much bigger deal at the national level is a lot of the policies that matter. Financial regulation, federal tax policies are, in fact, federal policies. So states don't do as much that has to do with inequality. But they do have a lot to do with education. They do have a lot to do with how an economy grows and develops. And they have their own income tax and other tax system, property tax systems, too. The other thing that's going on is that as inequality grows and we become more reliant on revenues that are coming from a very small portion of the population, then our tax base becomes a lot more volatile. And we've seen that in recent months, that whether the stock market is up or down is going to determine a lot of whether Connecticut is up or down. We need to diversify our economy and try to bring back a middle class. And it's not going to be easy. But without that, it's hard to see how we're going to address the more fundamental problems we have in the state of poverty and disadvantage. We need to have a stable middle class to drive our state economy and also to create an opportunity for those who are struggling to get into the middle class to really have a place to end up.
What opportunity does someone who is born into a poor family have in Connecticut to move up?
Well, we know from nationwide studies that the United States has among the lowest levels of intergenerational mobility in the world. That is to say that the chance of someone who is born into a poor family in the United States rising up into the middle class is lower than the chance of poor kids in other nations rising up. And while there's not a lot of evidence about how this has changed over time, we do know that as our country has become more unequal, there hasn't been an increase in mobility. There isn't a greater chance of going from rags to riches, even as the riches at the top have become a lot larger. And this is a problem for two reasons. First, I think most Americans think of America as a land of opportunity. We were once much more mobile than European countries, and now it looks like we're less mobile. And I think there's another reason we should worry about it. We're wasting an enormous amount of human talent in our society. It's not just that those at the top are doing so well, but also that those who are outside of the top have really much less chance of gaining the talents they need and making productive use of them. And a society that doesn't have that opportunity is a society that's poorer overall in the end.